This is Louis Navalier. It's Friday, June 2nd. Well, we had a good May payroll report today, and March and April payrolls were revised higher. So on the surface, it looks good. The problem is under the surface, unemployment rose. It rose from 3.4 to 3.7. And you might ask, how can that possibly happen when you have better than expected payroll growth and big upward revisions? And the answer is they added 440,000 people to the labor force last month. And there seems to be some signs of stress. In fact, the unemployment for some minorities is rising by full percent. So that was a surprise. And wage growth isn't as strong as a lot of people anticipate. It was up 11 cents last month. That's 3/10. It's up 4.3% in the past year. But that's good. The Fed wants to see wages moderate before they stop raising rates. So it was a mixed report. The other big mixed report we had was the ISM manufacturing report the other day, and it showed that only 4 of 18 industries surveyed are growing. Manufacturing has contracted for 7 straight months, but when you dig into the details, backlog orders have collapsed, new orders have collapsed, and it looks very dire, okay? So the manufacturing sector is definitely in recessions, 7 straight months now. So this leads me to the Fed meeting in June. They should not raise rates. A lot of people think they will skip a rate increase, maybe increase later. They should not raise rates ever again, okay? The economy is too weak. Their job is to promote low unemployment, and unemployment's not rising. And they should not raise rates at all, okay, in my opinion. Now, here's the other thing that I find very interesting. We're going to get a CPI report next week. And in May of last year, the CPI was up 0.9%. It's going to be much less than that for this past May. So the unemployment rate's going to drop pretty sharply. And we're going to have the same issue when the June unemployment rate comes out in July. It was up 1.2%. So we're cutting off 2 big months a year ago, and that's going to cause the annual unemployment rate to collapse dramatically. So we're going to see it next week, and we'll see it in July when the June unemployment rate comes out. And guess what? That means we're getting near the Fed's target rate of 2%. Now, a couple months from now, we'll probably be at under 3, but the pressure should be coming off the Fed to raise rates, okay? In the meantime, you might notice that crude oil prices are back up all of a sudden. The futures markets really do jerk crude oil prices around. All of a sudden now they think the world's growing again. You know, a few days ago they thought the world wasn't. But I think you can see that at least in America we're out and about a lot more. We got a shortage of pilots. So the airplanes are very busy. Oil demand is up, is the bottom line. And so we still have a fairly big energy bet. We have an OPEC meeting this weekend. I'm not necessarily anticipating that they'll cut production, but they might enforce the cuts they announced earlier. The big problem has been at the OPEC Plus meeting is Russia hasn't done the cut they said they would, okay? Now, Russia didn't have storage facilities. They dumped a lot of oil on tankers around the world. Those tankers had to wander around, figure out where to sell the oil. 80% of it's going to India and China. It's interesting, a lot of the refined products are going to Latin America for diesel. The U.S. traditionally has exported diesel to Latin America. But, it's just very interesting to watch the whole geopolitics element. The other interesting thing, if you look at what's going on with between Russia and Ukraine, Russia is prepared for Ukraine to attack, and Ukraine is kind of dragging their feet a little. They have these huge tank trenches all over the farmland out there, and obviously it's so deep the tank will get stuck, and then they have these little big spikes everywhere, and then of course they've got tunnels that they hide in, and they're kind of zigzag tunnels because It's hard to spot them with binoculars if you're on flat land. So they're preparing for something, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. In the meantime, because Ukraine flew some drones into a affluent area in Moscow, a residential area, they've gotten criticism from their allies, okay, because they would provide them aid for defensive reasons, not offensive reasons. And it's one thing to attack an oil refinery near the Ukrainian border, but it's a totally unacceptable thing to attack a residential area in Moscow. So the pressure is rising to have some sort of ceasefire, and we'll see what happens there. But that's the other wild card in the world. But like all wars, it just gets exhausting. And every side loses, and it's just time to, try to have a ceasefire if at all possible. So hopefully we'll get that in the next couple months. But the pressure is definitely rising from Europe. Otherwise, the other big thing that's happening for us is we have the annual Russell realignment. Later today, we'll get a list of Russell's proposed changes. It will be refined for 2 weeks in a row. And we expect a lot of our smaller cap stocks will be added to that list. And so we'll get free index buying pressure. The Russell 2000 is a very interesting index because the entire index is smaller than Apple computers' market cap, smaller than Microsoft's market cap. The eight largest tech stocks have hogged most of the money. They're now 30% of the S&P approximately and 60% of the NASDAQ 100. Clearly the market, especially all these algorithmic trading programs they have, like to trade in liquid securities, and all the speculation was in the high end. Obviously some of the big AI companies are up there too. So what's interesting is, will the breadth and power of the market spread? I think it will, and I'm very comfortable and confident. So you've seen some strength in the last couple of days, which is well welcomed, and I think we'll see a lot more strength as the Russell indices are rebalanced, because it just creates automatic buying pressure. But a lot of those big tech stocks that led the way are getting a little tired, okay? And three of the eight obviously benefit from the AI buzz that keeps going around. We have Treasury bond yields have moderated. They're down to 3.65% because the deficit ceiling bill was signed by the House and the Senate. President Biden will sign into law soon. So that drama is over. So a lot to look forward to next week. I'm looking forward to a very good CPI for the next 2 months. I'm expecting the Fed not to raise rates. I think market will celebrate that. I think the annual Russell realignment will be a big deal. I think crude oil production will remain tight. We'll see what OPEC says this weekend. But demand always goes up in the summertime anyway. That's about it. So hang in there, everybody. I know you do not enjoy the gyrations in the market, but you do have very positive volatility to the upside today. And we have much better liquidity. And I think that that's a very, very good sign moving forward. So enjoy the summer, folks. I'll update these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.